USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling.
I have the highest respect for the individuals he has down here working on it. People do have difference of opinion, just like in the country, but you have difference of opinion in your own household.
McCarthy believes a deal can be reached before the nation defaults, which Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned could be as soon as June 1st. The man accused of killing four students at the University of Idaho will go on trial in October. Brian Koberger appeared in court today where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. The judge then entered a not guilty plea for the 28-year-old. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott made it official this morning. He's joined the crowded field running for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. Scott says he wants to take back America.
The radical left is pushing us into a culture of grievance instead of a culture of greatness.
Scott also talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression. He's the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate. The NAACP is advising people not to travel to the Sunshine State.
Back in March, the NAACP Florida State Conference voted unanimously in favor of asking the NAACP Board of Directors to issue a travel advisory because of legislation in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis back then.
We get involved in these stupid fights. This is a stunt to try to do that. It's a pure stunt.
NAACP President Derek Johnson on CNN says visiting Florida could put your life in danger.
We are advised African Americans and others, that if you travel to Florida, beware that your life is not valued.
I'm Lance Pry.
TikTok is suing the state of Montana. A new law there keeps residents from being allowed to download the TikTok app and prevents the company from operating in the state. Lawyers for TikTok say the law violates the First Amendment. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The president's plan would cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for millions of eligible loan borrowers. A small public university is buying one of the world's largest private for-profit schools.
The University of Idaho, the state school in the panhandle with an enrollment of nearly 7,000, is buying the University of Phoenix, enrollment 80,000 students and about 8,000 teachers and staffers. The Idaho State Board of Education approved the deal last week to sell bonds to cover the price tag of $550 million. As part of the move, the University of Phoenix will close its remaining buildings and go completely online. I'm Richard Johnson.
NFL legend Tom Brady is one step closer to owning a part of the Las Vegas Raiders. Reports say Brady's purchase of a stake in the team from owner Mark Davis has been agreed to and sent to the league for approval. Brady recently also bought a share of the WNBA's world champion Las Vegas Aces, which is also owned by Davis. Lego is celebrating one of the most celebrated video games of all time, Pac-Man. Lego's released a 2,000-piece set based on the 1980s arcade game that even includes a light brick to light up the coin slot. The Lego set won't work as a real video game, but the company says fans will love the retro game detail. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.